Yo. Every time I stop my feet, every time I lift my voice, I sing you the praise.
Come on.
Every time I clap my hands,
clap, yo.
Every time I stop my feet,
stop, yo.
Every time I lift my voice, I sing
you
the praise.
Come on, come on.
Right before the battle was about to begin, just before the walls of Jericho came tumbling in,
they sang a song.
They sang a song.
Till the break of dawn, it went like this.
Right before the battle was about to begin, just before the walls of Jericho came tumbling in,
they danced all night.
They danced all night.
Till the morning light, it went like this.
Clap, y'all.
Every time I stomp my feet,
stomp, y'all.
Every time I lift my voice,
to the
I send you to the praise.
Yeah.
Every time I clap my hands,
every
time I stomp my feet,
every
time I lift my voice,
send you to
the praise.
Everybody say,
help me, send me to the
say this.
He's a wonder in my
soul.
Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder, and the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul, come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
A narrative.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Abraham laughed. Man, what in the world? How you gonna do this? She didn't know he was Jehovah Jireh. She didn't have a revelation of his person in that aspect. But just like he said, tell you David, just like he said. Anybody ever had a just like he said moment? In other words, you may not believe it then, but man, you looked around and said, man, this was just like he said. If I can preach, there's a family called the Yellowday family. And I remember Bishop prophesying over them, saying that y'all gonna come into great wealth. It couldn't have been no more than a few months later, amen, that the Lord blessed them. Y'all might as well say amen. Amen. If it came from the Lord. Amen, somebody. And I remember bills getting paid off. I was there when he prophesied the word. Amen. I want you to know that God still speaks. And he's not a respecter of person. He's spoken some things to you. The question is, what did you do when he spoke it? Some people still struggling with the words he's spoken. I have to tell you, people of God, I enjoy my life. I enjoy my life. I can't really explain it. I guess the most expensive bottle of water, y'all help me if I'm wrong, is it Evian? Anything more expensive? What I think about And I say water because water is pure. That expensive water. Saints of God, I'm a blessed man. God is not a respected person. Hear me. I won't say I have every dime, nickel, and quarter I want. There's some ailments in my body, but man, this is not emotionalism talking to you. What I mean is, I have an understanding of who he is, an understanding of who I am. You guys know I have a part-time counseling job, and I was sending one client's home and just talking to them about how in my life I don't do anything I don't love. Let me explain that. Everything I do, I love. Everybody can't wake up and say they love their job. I don't even have a job. I really live a life. You'll catch that later. Pastoring for me is life. I love it. Counseling is a natural skill set. They pay me to do what I do naturally. Raising my children, that's an honor. That's a blessing. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to do that. Being a husband at times can be a struggle, but that's an honor as well. I thank God for the opportunity. I don't do anything, hear me, that I don't love. I wake up every morning in a wealthy place. My wife made some pancakes yesterday. Deacon Brownlee, she used to make pancakes like the Hungry Man style pancakes on the back of the box. Good pancakes, no problem, no problem. And my wife can cook now. Don't get it twisted. She can cook. And I ain't saying this because I'm up here. Just can, amen. You know, I used to be a bad boy myself. Now I'm getting a little jealous because she superseded me. Amen. It's the truth. Amen. But I came home yesterday after doing fishing, whatever we was doing. I looked in the microwave, and there was these big, thick pancakes. I said to myself, when she learned how to do this? Now, y'all don't get offended because you ought to know me by now. I'm believing God for people in here from India, Thailand, the Philippines, Hispanic nations, Caucasian, black. I don't even see color. That stuff irrelevant. Been past all that. But I say to myself, she made black folk pancake. Black folk pancake. And you have to understand what I mean by that. I grew up making pancakes where you pour a little syrup in and you put the batter in and it sizzles and the pancake begins to get big and fat. It really ain't nothing but a big old, it ain't good for you, but it's delicious. It's good to you. But these pancakes she had in the microwave, I tasted them, and I try not to do syrup no more. I just ate them just as the pancake. And I say to myself, I'm so blessed. I don't know what to do. Watch this. But if I would have added syrup to the pancakes, they would have been even more delicious. A prophet came to Leesville, prophesied to me right there, and I just sat there and let him prophesy. And he said, God is going to bring y'all into great wealth. Hear me, hear me, hear me very carefully. I have heard this prophecy for probably the last 10 years from different people. And I thought it was good. That's cool. No problem. But money is not really a big deal to me. Need it now. Don't get it wrong. Would love to have more stuff, but it's not a real big deal. So it was prophecy. But when he said it, because of the place I'm in now, that was like syrup on pancakes. The pancake was already good without the syrup. But to add the syrup is just saying, Lord, you've let me go through separation. I'm still in the patience test. But you have to look at Abraham as well. And this is the test a lot of times we don't like to face. is the test of sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 22, the epitome of blessing for Abraham was a sign. His wife was barren. She was so barren, they concocted a scheme to have a boy. And they came up with what now theologians call an Ishmael. Let me explain that. An Ishmael is not just that they had a child. An Ishmael represents something that you didn't wait on God to do and you did yourself. I have done Ishmaels. So after the Ishmael, God still gave Abraham and Isaac. Isaac means one who laughs or laughter, but Isaac represents promise. The promise came. But then when God gave him the promise, it looked like God was reneging on the deal and asked for the boy back. But how many know, just because it looks like some negative. Sacrifice never feels good. Nobody likes to sacrifice. That's why we call tithes and offerings a sacrifice. Depending on where your financial level is, it's a different level of sacrifice. Let me take a side note for a minute. If all you're making is $100 and you give a dollar, that's not a sacrifice. But if all you're making is $100 a month and you give $50, my friend, that's a sacrifice. If you're making $100,000 and you give $10,000, that's not a sacrifice. But if you're making $100,000 and you give $50,000, how many know you're going to feel that? He asked for the boy. He asked for the man's son's life. This was the promise you gave me, God. But don't you know he still did it? Turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. This you need to see. He went through separation. He went through the patience test. He was willing to sacrifice his son, yet God gave him his son back. But by the time he got to Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, look at your neighbor and say, wealthy place. The place of blessing is the wealthy place. And this one I will read. After Abraham had went through all that he went through, it says in chapter 24, verse 1, now Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. One of the greatest benedictions you can have is to what the Lord say. Or people can say, the Lord has blessed him in all things. In Genesis chapter 13, we find that Abraham was very rich in silver and gold and cattle. In Genesis chapter 20, we find that he has his promised son. So we find that Abraham had a blessed wife, blessed money, blessed kids. Amen. He had respect among the people. They wouldn't even let Abraham pay for nothing. When he needed to bury his wife, they wanted to give him the cave for free. He was just so blessed. He got to a place, people of God, that where he was operating his wealthy place, every area of his life was blessed. I'm going to do you a favor this morning. I'm not going to preach long. I got two other examples, but I'm not going to have you turn to all of them. I'm just going to drive the point. Here's the challenge. Many times God will show us what our wealthy place is. He will show us where we can be. But the challenge is, are you willing to fight to get there? Are you willing to let go of that sin that so easily besets you? See,